Hello, this is John Galloway.
And this is Jesse Liberty.
And this is the Full Stack Videocast, a pair programming experiment where we build out a full working application spanning from server to web and phone and everything else in between while you watch.
John?
Haha.
John!
I was muted. Hey, how are you?
And I was so soft this time I didn't shout. How are you, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Good. So let me see. Last time we built up this, we started building out the Windows client. Got some good feedback on it. People are happy to see us posting these again. And one question was whether, you know, this is just a Windows Phone app or if there's other things planned. And so, yeah, our plan is to build kind of a service and multiple clients, you know, maybe a phone, a desktop app or a Windows 8 app or, you know, what have you, and track your, so that your tasks and your Pomodoro status and stuff moves around with you. So the great Pomodoro in the cloud.
Yes, and have it on different platforms and also be able to talk to a more centralized service that we might use for reporting or any number of other things.
And so last time we'd finished, you know, step one, you know, getting everything wired up. So new project, building up some base classes, you know, getting kind of a pattern going with our view model locator. And then
get the task list working.
Yeah, so our homepage has a list of a couple of tasks. And so our next two steps we wanted to do, one was bind that so that you can select one of those tasks to work on. So you'd pick, you've got test and test two, you'd pick, you know, one of them and then actually like start a timer on it. And then after we get that set up, we want to actually be able to edit this list.
Right.
So those are the two steps. And that edit list is in separate form, and all we're going to do today is navigate from this over to an edit list.
Right. Well, so the first thing is that we want to designate the current task and have that display here, which one of these is the current task. So we need, let me stop this, and we need a new property called current task. So let's come in here and say public, and that's going to be of type task. If only I could type. Okay, and that's going to be current task, and then that as a property will have a getter. But interestingly, instead of returning a local or a member variable, what it's going to do is pass that through to the user, so we can ask the user for the current task. All right, and then we're going to have a setter, and that would be straightforward, except that we want to support iNotify property changed. That was your cue to say what iNotify property changed is about.
You know what?
I typed.
The audio cut out.
Did it really?
Yeah. So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it seems fine now. But yeah, so iNotify property change being a way that we queue, we can say that a property has changed and notify somebody else about that so that they can update. So normally used for the UI to tell the UI, hey, this property you've bound to has changed and it's time to update something.
Exactly. And you notice that we do not explicitly implement iNotify property change, but that's because we derive from view model base. And view model base not only implements iNotify property change, but creates this handy raise property changed method that just takes the property name as a string. So we now have our property set, current task is set, and let's save that and go over to mainpage.xaml. And what we want to do is just above the list box, but in our stack panel, we want to put a prompt and the current task itself. So we need another stack panel whose orientation is horizontal. And within that stack panel, we need a couple text blocks. One whose text is current task, and one, I keep wanting to name the elements that I'm going to address, that I'm going to, for example, this next block, text block, we're going to have the current task appear in there. But since we're using binding, there really is no need to name it because we're not going to address it programmatically. It's going to all just work. So all we need to say here is text equal binding, and what we want to bind to is current task dot name. And that should do it. So,
you know, that's a really key point. We hadn't really talked about that before, but you know how you're saying that, that this really now is a view, and since we don't need to programmatically go in and manipulate and set properties on things, all we need to do is set properties on a view model, and the view just needs to know how to bind to that view model, and it's all very loosely coupled, and things don't need to call into each other. It's nice to see that work out.
I agree. I think it's very cool. So now what we want to do is go back to the view model, and the way we're going to be able to set up that the binding happens when the selection changes is that we need to set up a relay command for that. So we want a relay command for the task list selection changed, and that has a getter and a private setter, and relay command requires that we add the MBVM-like command using statement. And then we're going to go down to the constructor and set up that relay command. So let's go down to here in the constructor. And what we want to say is task list selection change command equals a new relay command of task. And IntelliSense helps us tremendously here. And then what we're going to pass in there is a lambda expression. So we pass in the selected task parameter, goes to make selected task current task, and we are going to pass selected task as a parameter to that. Now, make selected task current task doesn't yet exist, but we can create it. So let's go ahead and do that.
I think if you do the control dot, it'll set up your parameter for you, correct?
Generate method stub. Thank you. Always nice. Now it's got it returning an object, so let's have it return void. Let's get rid of the exception. And what we're going to say in make selected task current task is that the current task is equal to the parameter that's passed in. That should cause when we click on the list and we get a selection change event, we should now be setting the current task to whatever was the selected task.
Okay, so can I ask you two things here? One, just so I can read it, can we delete a little bit here, like the is in design mode with the comments and the cleanup and all that?
Yeah, sure. All that stuff comes out of the MVVM Lite library.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess handy for pointing you at things. Okay, so now the whole point of this is that we're making – the idea with the relay command is allowing binding to a command, right? So it's a way of saying I want to bind from the XAML, I want to bind an event to a method call.
Yes.
And that method call is this task selection change command.
Right. Now we're missing – the piece where we actually bind the event to the command, and that is best done in Blend. So let's save everything, and Blend makes that far easier to do. So we're going to say open in expression blend. And what we're going to do is go over to behaviors, and one of the behaviors is event to command. And we can take that event to command, come down to the objects and timeline, and find our list box. There's the task list box, and drag the event to command to the task list box. And we'll call this selection change command. And we do want the source to stay the same task list box, but the event that we're interested in is selection changed. Then we're ready to bind the command. Let's build in Blend so that it will know about the command that we created and say advanced options data binding. And there's the task list selection change command that we were looking for. So we can bind that. And we need to remember that we're sending in a parameter, so we need to bind the command parameter as well. So we say advanced options data binding. And here, we're going to want a property of the element, right, of the list box.
Right.
So we're going to go to element property and come down to layout, root, content, grid, stack panel. And in there is the task list box. And then within the task list box, the property that we want is the selected item. So we can bind to that.
Okay, so...
We can bind to that as the command parameter.
Okay, so then that means that when we call into that relay command that we set up, it needs to be passed something. And so what it's being passed is a selected item on that list.
Correct. And if I did this right, we should now be able to run this. And when we click on the list, it should come up and bind to the text block that's right here. And it does. Always stuns me when it works. So that was kind of nifty. All right, do we want to stop there or go on and...
Let's go further. Oh,
yeah, okay. So,
because I want to get to this, the edit form, we've actually worked ahead a little of this, and the edit form is very interesting, I think, and I can't wait to get into that a little bit.
Okay, so let's go back to Visual Studio and say, yes, we want to accept the changes. And the changes are pretty interesting, actually. I'll just take 1 second and show you that what we did in Blend, we can see in main page XAML is visible. Where am I? Here we are. So what it did was on the list box itself, after the item template, it created this trigger, event trigger on selection changed. And you can see that what it's doing is saying event to command, the name is selection change command, we gave it that name. The command is binding to the task list selection change command, and the command parameter, remember we bound the parameter, is binding to the selected item. So that's just straight XAML. We could do that by hand. I just think it's a lot easier to do that in Blend and let it lay it all out for you. Okay.
I agree, and it's nice to be able to jump back and forth, and you can keep both running at the same time. You don't have to close it down. And like, it's nice that they use the same project system and all that.
Yes. In fact, so, when I'm working on multiple screens, I'll have Blend on one screen and Visual Studio on another. And you can just go bounce back and forth. Okay, let's make a view folder for our new view. And in there, we're going to make a view item. So we say add new item, and we want to go find the MVVM view for Windows Phone 7. And we're going to call this, what are we calling this, task list?
Task list?
Edit task list. And my dog says hello. Edit task list. XAML. And then we also want to create in the view model, edit task list view model. So we'll say add a new item, MVVM view model WP7, and this is going to be edit task list view model. And if we go back to edit task list.xaml as soon as this settles down, notice that it's binding to main, so we can now have it bind to edit task list view model. And then we want to go into the view model locator and wire up the edit task list view model using the snippet that he provides. So we come down below the constructor and we say MVVM locator property, and we're going to call this edit task list view.
You've got it autocomplete there.
I saw that. I just didn't trust it. And then edit task list view model, and then one more time. Okay, that sets everything up. There are just two other things we need to do. First of all, we need to put under create main, we need to call create edit task list view model. And secondly, in the cleanup, my experience is that you'll get a compile error because we have...
Now, something seemed a little wrong there. Something seemed weird. We don't create the task list view model in the... It doesn't seem right to me that we create it in the main view model locator. Doesn't that happen in...
There's only one view model locator.
Right. But isn't there a separate event that's called to locate that specific...
You're questioning this line here.
Yes.
Well, notice that we called create main to create the main page.
You're right.
I'll take it out. We could try it without it.
Well, no, my confusion, and I don't know if you want to cut this out if I'm being too distracting, but my confusion...
I don't cut anything out. It all goes in.
So my confusion is, I would think that there is a, if we look here at the, if you scroll down a bit.
Okay, give me half a second. Let me just do the cleanup thing that I was about to do, and then I will do exactly what you're saying, which is to just take that cleanup out and put
it. So see there, we call
cleanup.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Okay, I guess I need to learn more. It seems strange to me that we're going to create a main view model every time. So when you come into, every time the view model is constructed, it's going to create all these different view models. That seems strange.
Let's come back to that because I'm not sure about the answer to what that's doing specifically.
So we had the view model locator is passing in the view model, and then it's binding to that edit task list view model. And I think the one other thing we needed to do...
Yeah, we need to set up some navigation from the main page to this page.
Right.
And so let's go to Expression Blend. Yes, it has changed. You're correct about that.
And the interesting thing you've told me about the application bar is that it's kind of like it looks like a XAML element, but it's kind of outside of...
Yes.
There's some slightly different things about it.
Yes, and we're going to end up having to do the handling of its event in the code behind rather than in the VM because of that. We click on phone application page, and we come down to application bar and say new, and then we go to the buttons collection and click that and say add another item, and we want the... Microsoft Phone Shell, I believe, and Application Bar Icon Button. Unbelievable. And say OK. And then the icon that we're going to use, we can pick any of these pre-existing icons. We'll use the edit icon. And the text for the menu under it will be edit. And we'll say OK. And we want to give, did we give that a name? Was there an opportunity to give that a name? Doesn't seem like there was.
I don't think so.
So
can you click on it?
I don't think I'm clicking on that button. Well, we'll go into the XAML and we'll name it.
Yeah, or you could expand it out on the left, in the tree on the left, right?
I don't know that you
or
can,
in the XAML.
If it's even in this.
It's above the layout root.
Application bar. Application bar. Menu items, application bar, icon, button. Brilliant. You are a brilliant person. Okay.
You have low standards.
Application bar, edit button. Okay. That's great. So let's save that, save all, and go back to Visual Studio. Wow. Look at all that stuff.
You've picked up a bad habit for me.
All right. Now what we want to do, because that's on mainpage.xaml, is we're going to put the event handler. We didn't attach an event to that, did we?
No.
So in mainpage.xaml, let's go find that. Here it is. And the name did work. So now we just need to add click equal. And I'm going to hit tab and see. Yes, it does the right thing. AB mm-hmm. edit button click.
And the thing we ran into with this is it's like the whole thing about the event command and the relay command stuff is a little trickier with the application bar buttons. And, well, there are ways to make it work with MVVM. You end up jumping through a bajillion hoops. So for this case, we thought it was okay to just call to have a click event that does something, right?
Yes, yes.
And we asked around, and people we talked to said, yeah, you know, for that kind of thing.
We got dispensation from
from higher powers.
Higher powers, yeah. Exactly. Certainly with higher powers in mind. Okay, so what we want to do here is to put in the event handler for the click, this event handler for this click. Okay, so we want to now put in the event handler for AB button, edit button, click. So let's go, let's save all that and go to the code behind. And in fact, by hitting tab, it not only named it, it put in the skeleton for the event handler. And so what we want to do there is navigate to the new page.
Mm-hmm.
Through the magic of video, you don't have to sit through my typing that. And that should allow us to click on that button and bring up the second page. So why don't we try that?
Okay.
Sure enough.
There it is.
Isn't that a beautiful second page? I mean, you couldn't ask. You really couldn't ask for a lot better than that.
If I hadn't watched you code it, I'd assume you were just playing a trick there. But I think we do know that is the edit page.
All right. So the next step is to get the binding working on the edit page and to begin editing the task list on the edit mm-hmm. page.
Great. Yeah, and we ran into some interesting things while working on that, including observable collection, what it does and what it doesn't do well, and so that'll be fun. And then once we've got a list and we're able to edit tasks, then we can go to town with all the actual Pomodoro-ing.
Fantastic. All right. So for Microsoft, this is Jesse Liberty.
And this is John Galloway. And this is the Full Stack.